This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Let's deep dive into this so we can get an hour's worth of stuff.
Oh, I can get an hour's worth of stuff for sure, based solely on me complaining about a comic book.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Do you want to start with comics or news?
Well, let's start with news first. How about that?
Okay. That works.
Well, you didn't seem so excited to start with news.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter.
Oh, well, you just had like a pep in your voice, and then all of a sudden I said, let's start with news, and you're like, all right, whatever.
Well, I mean, there is no news.
There is news.
Right? What news?
I don't know. Maybe there's not any news.
No, there's nothing. Nothing came out today at all about Geoff Johns leaving DC Entertainment and Jim Lee taking over again, and Geoff Johns going back to like creative stuff full-time.
Yeah. And his first project apparently is going to be the Green Lantern Corps movie.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's writing it by himself or if he's working with someone, but he's the one, I think, writing the new Wonder Woman movie too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think once he finishes that, his next project is going to be the Green Lanterns movie.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the other side of this token, right?
Okay.
So Jim Lee's awesome, and he's been awesome forever. But he's slow on art.
Yeah,
he's very passionate and energetic though about projects.
I don't remember back in the 90s with all of his stuff if he was slow on art back then too.
Well, I'm sure he probably wasn't. He was 25 years I'm younger sure. and trying to make a name for himself. And
yeah, and I think he has he's got a ton of kids too. I want to say he's got like 9 kids. So I'm sure he's busy with all kinds of stuff and also busy with all of his like DC executive stuff.
Yeah.
So like I totally understand the fact that he can draw 13 pages a month now and that's it. But, you know, I'm kind of upset by this in a way. Like I'm very happy that Johns is going back to focusing more on the creative than the executive stuff.
Okay.
But I think losing his comic mind or storytelling mind from like the whole movie universe, I think it could hurt it in a way.
Okay.
You know, I mean like he has not that Jim Lee doesn't, but Johns has like a real passion for a lot of the characters, and that I think having him behind it, I mean, look, him writing the Green Lanterns movie or a Green Lantern Corps movie is going to be awesome because like very few people know the lanterns like he does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I think it also said he was going to be, you know, he was going to take over like a bunch of new TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows. I think too. On the streaming and comics. Service or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I mean, look, I'm glad he's focusing more on the creative stuff, but I think, you know, I think that the movies now, I personally have enjoyed them all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like Man of Steel, Suicide Squad, Batman, Superman, Justice League, Wonder Woman. You know, all of them are great.
Right.
So I'm wondering if him being off those is going to kind of Green Lantern movie it.
Yeah.
Or if it's going to keep going the way it's been going.
Yeah. Well, he's also going to start doing a comic book too. Full time.
Yeah. So we'll get Doomsday Clock issue 5 or
not,
6.
Not
whatever
one.
The next one is.
Not that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That one he's still not going to work on. He's going to be doing some other stuff.
Yeah. That'll be put on the back burner. It's okay. But it's going to be Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Shazam!
Jesus.
Yeah. How cool is that? Like,
that is kind of cool.
You said it yourself, because you guys are big John nerds, that he's awesome and everything he touches turns to instant gold.
I didn't say that.
Well, Shazam's already gold and awesome, so I'm ready for the character to come back too, because this will...
I said he can take terrible characters that are very rarely used and make really interesting stories with them, I think is what I said.
So like Green Lantern or Flash or like whatever. Like
Shazam or...
So I'm excited for that.
I figured you would be, because you've been going nuts buying Shazam issues.
Yeah.
And appearances.
Yeah.
You know, that actually, speaking of Shazam, I know with the movie that they're filming.
Oh, they're doing a movie?
I'm wondering, you didn't hear about that?
News to me.
Are you serious right now?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You never know, because like you live in a state that's like 8 months behind the rest of the country. Well,
12 actually, but okay.
You know, I'm wondering if the reason he's going to be doing the comic is because of the movie, if they're going to go like all in with Shazam in the next year.
Yeah. Well, Shazam hasn't shown up in Rebirth yet, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So,
I mean, honestly, the last stuff I really remember him being involved in at all is like Injustice stuff.
Well, yes, but that's not in Rebirth.
Even that's, well, I know, but I'm saying even that's been a while since he's been in.
Yeah. But see, here's what really gets me excited. My favorite John's run. Him doing Shazam could lead into JSA.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my. I said JSA, not JLA. No interest.
None of what you're saying makes any sense to me right now.
Yep. Well,
you're saying something about favorite and Shazam and some weird initials.
Yeah. It's an acronym, actually.
Wow. Big words, Ronnie.
Yeah. But I'm glad.
This is how excited you are. You've used a thesaurus.
Yeah. See? I prepped for this episode because last week really threw me off, because we had Chris on and you guys had like a love fest. And I was like, who's this Aaron? What the hell's going on?
Is that why you ran away crying?
Yeah, kind of. I just sat there on mute most of the time, like in stunned silence.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm glad. I'm sure our listeners are glad too that Hateful Aaron is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think besides, what are they saying that he's? He was also writing some. I want to say there was the Three Jokers book.
I didn't. Yeah, maybe. I didn't see that one.
I think I saw that. I want to say one of the guys that was doing Batman.
Tom King?
Whoops, artist. No. Jason. I'm blanking on his last name.
Todd?
No.
Get it?
No, I just forgot the artist. But I think I saw that the Three Jokers book is supposed to come out later this year.
Oh.
So I don't know if that means later this year or later this year after Doomsday Clock, because that's where they sort of hinted at stuff. Or yeah,
I would probably say so.
Yeah. But didn't they say that he's getting like his own imprint?
Yeah.
So what is that? That's now going to be...
See, I don't know if it
new DC imprints.
Well, I don't know if his own imprint is with Comic Side, or if his own imprint will be like, you know, like Bad Hat Harry Productions, like the movie TV show part of it.
Well, it said something about it was going to be like a DC pop-up called The Killing Zone. So I don't know. I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. I mean, the news broke literally hours ago. So
yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, it'll be old news by the time this episode comes out. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. But I am happy that he's working on. I think he's written a few episodes of the new Titans show.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to seeing what creative stuff he does, and I'm glad he's sticking around.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Because it's an exclusive contract.
Yeah, which means, you know, he can only work for everybody else except Marvel, unless it's like a weird imprint of Marvel.
Yeah, right.
Like Jeff Lemire signed the exclusive Marvel Comics contract, and he did books for Valiant, books for Image, books for Dark Horse, and he even did the Teen Titans Earth 1 books for DC. So I'm like, how is that an exclusive contract?
How
at all?
Exclusive is exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all nuts.
Now, when you say exclusive, are you all capsing the words exclusive? Like, you really mean it?
No.
Okay.
No, not.
So it's like a whisper.
You know, it's like, you know, kind of like you graduated high school and you're dating a girl and you're exclusive because you're going to, you know, that summer before you go to college.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
And so, then you're still exclusive to college, but not really.
So it's more like a suggestion.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of the TV shows that they're talking about, I guess earlier this week or last week, as this airs, the DC Universe thing announced that it's going to be coming out this summer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah. I think late August is when they're shooting for.
Yep.
And
so that's just a couple of months, still, really.
Yeah. The one thing that piqued my interest was that they said there would be comics involved. Now, I have been looking and I have seen absolutely no information at all about what comics are going to be on there.
Right.
But so if you have a streaming service on your TV, I mean, I'm assuming there's also going to be an app, which would probably make sense for reading the comics. But just say it's, you know, it's just on your television at first. Are you going to sit and read comics on your TV?
Okay. This is a trick question because I've never tried, but it is a 64-inch TV.
Yeah.
So that would be fucking awesome, but I don't think my wife would enjoy it very much. So maybe, but I don't know how you would scroll and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was wondering. I mean, I get, like, with my Apple TV, the touchpad is, you know, you could probably just, like, roll right through it. But I don't know, you know, I don't know what other remotes, how they'd work so good.
Yeah.
But
which, I'll be all in on this app, so.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I'm sure there's going to be an app so you can sit and read on your tablet like we do anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just waiting to see a pricing for this, but. The last I saw, I mean, nothing on price, but the last I saw, they're trying to get all the animated shows and movies, like all of them up on there. They've got the new Young Justice and Harley Quinn animated shows that are coming out.
Correct.
And they've got Titans. They've got Swamp Thing. They have Metropolis. And there was a fourth show that I'm forgetting.
It's like a cooking show,
Doom
right?
Patrol. Yeah, Doom Patrol is doing a cooking show.
No, I thought... was it Doom Patrol?
Yeah, Doom Patrol is the other one.
No, I thought they were going to... Maybe it was Marvel. But I thought they were going to do like a talk show type thing also.
You know what? That might have been... Or that might have been us suggesting that. Because remember, we came up with a whole bunch of ideas for shows?
Yeah.
Where we said, how cool would it be if they sat down and talked to creators about stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know if there actually was an announcement. I didn't see that.
If not, there should have been. So
yeah,
so what's your price point? Like, if it goes to here, I'm in. If it goes to here, I'm out.
Well, based off of the WWE Network,
yeah,
for ten bucks a month, I would be in 100%.
Yeah,
15, I would still probably be in, but once it went past that, like if it was, you know, closer to 20,
yeah,
I would have to. Seriously, think about it, and it might just be one of those. I'll try it and see, but I might like just free trial it once all the shows I want to watch are on there.
Okay,
and just sit for like 2 days and watch everything.
Yeah, I was curious because I was going off on the WWE app as well, right? Because for $9.99,
I mean, literally everything's on there.
Everything's on there, and then plus new pay per views once a month, right? So I was trying to equivalent to what DC would do. I guess that would be the new episodes of the new shows, if I like them or whatever.
I guess.
Because, like, the $9.99, and you can give me all the old shows and comic books. Like, even if they're 6 months old comic books, I'm still all in.
Right.
15, on record, I'm probably still all in anyways. right?
Yeah.
Especially if they're 6 months old comics, kind of like what Marvel Unlimited does, plus the new shows, plus the old shows.
Right.
You start going to like 17 to 20, we're going to see how much Ronnie likes the new shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's my thinking. Like $10 for sure, $15 probably. But once you start going above that point, it would be like, you know, I really like this one show, but I'm not so hot on the others, and I can't justify spending more money just to watch one show.
Right.
So yeah. You know, especially when I don't know, 8 months from now, I could just buy a DVD set for $40.
Do you still buy DVD sets?
Yeah, man. It's 1987.
Next thing you're going to tell me is you buy the big box VHS collectors.
Yeah, I have the Betamax series of the Superman animated show. And I buy all my soundtracks on 8-track.
Yeah, well, you got to go vinyl. Yeah.
Dude, you haven't lived until you listen to like a Danny Elfman soundtrack on 8-track.
I don't even know who that is. All right, back on topic. So we're talking like about...
What comics do you think might be on there? Do you think it's going to be like a Marvel Unlimited kind of thing?
I would assume so, yeah. Because if you do the 6 months, mm-hmm. you're not cutting your retailers, right?
Right, but doesn't that get into like when the trades and stuff would come out?
Yeah, but I mean, that's what Marvel does, is just every 6 months.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, so you still have like new issues go to Comixology, right?
Right.
Or retailers for paper. So I mean, let's face it. Like when Marvel Unlimited started, there was a lot in the library, but there wasn't as much as there is now. So which ones are they gonna put out now of the back issues, like of the old stuff, right? Because a lot of the stuff from say 05, 09. They probably already have PDFs of anyways, right?
Right.
But before that, they're going to have to go back and like scan stuff, I'm assuming. Select stuff. I mean, some stuff they've already done for Comixology.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much comics we're going to get right off the bat, is what I'm saying. But saying that you're going to have comics, whether it's, you know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000... the whole damn library, it still sweetens that live stream pot, though.
Mm.
Right? Because, like, for me, $9.99 for just the streaming service, I would do it, but it would be like one of those, okay, type things. But if you throw 6 months and beyond of comics in there, then, oh, yeah, I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you think about it, there are a bunch of books that I've kind of... like noped out of,
right?
If they were on the streaming service, you know, if I could read, like you said, even 6 months back,
yeah,
I would sit and read them.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah. I'm not, I, you know, I sort of lost interest in Green Arrow or Green Lanterns, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're sitting here on my, you know, app or my TV or whatever,
right,
and I'm paying for the thing anyway, I would hop in, you know, I'd read it, and then if I'm like, you know what, I'm not feeling the storyline, I'd skip ahead an issue or two. I wouldn't feel so bad, right? You know?
Yeah. Well, so. And that's the thing is, like, that's it sweetening the pot, right? Because if it was just a streaming service for $9.99 or the streaming service and comics for $15.99, then I would definitely do it that way.
Because, oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Because, like, for Comixology Unlimited, for example,
right?
It's only $5.99 a month. Well, I read at least one trade, if not two trades, in 2 weeks off of there, right? So that's my money back and then some. Yep. Same thing with Marvel Unlimited. You know, I don't read it as often. Of course, I got stuff going on, you know, to pick up and go again. But, like, I get my money's worth out of it. If not, I break even on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that to me is the whole thing. You know, to have all the old animated shows and to have all the old animated movies, I mean, I own all of the shows, and I would say 70 to 80% of the movies already. So, like that to me, it's cool having them right there on the TV, you know, or whatever, where I can just be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to watch these two episodes and not have to figure out, oh, okay, that's season 3. disc two, and I got to get that one out and put this in. You know, so that's nice, but it's not a huge selling point to have it.
Right.
But the newer stuff, you know, and it, even if, like you, if they did like a tiered deal, like you said, where, you know, there's one price for just the streaming and there's another price to add in the comic library, that definitely would make it more appealing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, let's face it. You got some people that would want it just for streaming services that wouldn't care about the comics at all.
Right.
And then, you know, there might even be like a base package where you just have the comics too, right?
Yeah.
Because there might be another set that just wants the comics. But then, you know, there's the hardcore comic people that want both. And if you want both, then you're going to have to pay this much more.
See, you know what, though? I would think that if hypothetically they were to do, say, just for the streaming service is $7.99 a month.
Uh-huh.
And if you just want the comics, that's, you know, $10 a month.
Right.
But if you bundled the two, if you got the two together, it would be $14 a month. You know, so you would save something if you did it both. I would probably be in for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
have like a bundle package type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but see, for me, the thing that would most appeal to me about the comics is, and I know, I don't know how much of this stuff is digitized. I mean, they would have to do it, but to get the old stuff, even though it's like completely not great by today's standards, like, right. You know, the 40s and 50 comics and whatever, I would love to be able to sit and read some of that.
Yeah. Like Action Comics number one.
Yeah.
Or two or three or like Detective or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Like any of the really old stuff, I think it would be fantastic to like have an opportunity to read it at all. Whereas, you know, I'm not going to go and try and find myself a copy of this stuff. And I think a bunch of it's been reprinted and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, maybe in a more complete way have, you know, here you go. Here is the first 20 years of the Justice League comic book. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will sit down and read this. Oh.
But here's the smart thing, too, is that right now we just have Marvel Unlimited and the Disney app's coming later, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know how we always hear that Marvel movies are beating DC movies to the punch and blah, 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 blah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, if DC pulls this off, or when, I guess, because late August is when we're getting it, they're beating Marvel to this punch.
Yeah.
To have streaming and comics, either all on one app, separate apps, bundled apps, whatever. But it's still beating them to the punch.
Yeah.
So that means that it's not really going to be a game changer, right? But everybody else is going to have to, or not everybody else, I guess Marvel's going to have to rethink what they're going to do. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they'll just stay in their lane and do whatever they want to do.
Right.
But yeah, I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm eagerly awaiting, you know, any more concrete news. You know, because like we were saying, it's nice having the animated stuff. It's nice having the new stuff. But like, what's the huge draw?
Yeah.
You know, if having, you know, just say 10 years worth of random comic books up on here, you know, like, oh, here's all the new 52 stuff and select stories from before that, you know, to stream for free on this app.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing. You know, like you said, the WWE Network, they put on the new shows, they have their behind-the-scenes stuff, they have all of the old stuff, but every month there's the pay-per-view, or two pay-per-views, or whatever it is. You know, like every month at least, there's at least one big special something. So I'm wondering, you know, what the big special something will be with this. Like if there's going to be, you know, at some point, I'm curious if, you know, like Netflix will do original films.
Yeah.
I'm curious if they're going to say, you know what, here's a movie that we're doing that we're not going to put it out in the theater right away. We're going to put it here on this app and then it'll get, you know, released at some, you know, like I wonder if they would even try and do something like that.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Or, yeah.
You know, I mean, it might be a total waste of money to spend whatever they would spend to make a movie just to throw it on the streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, who knows?
You might laugh, but dude, I'd love to see a 2-hour The Question movie. Or
yeah, hell yeah, do something with characters that aren't, you know, that are absolutely not going to get on the big screen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe that's where Booster Gold gets his movie.
Maybe, maybe it's Booster Gold and Blue Beetle buddy cop style.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, heck, they got Lethal Weapon as a TV show. It's got to be better than that.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now the big daddy.
Yeah.
Let's talk comics.
Okay. Did you get a chance to read The Unexpected?
I did.
Well, here is probably an expected response from me. I did not like this book.
Hey, Flair, it's back! Yes. What didn't you like about it? Did you not like the Macho Man-esque villain? Yeah, because that's how I read him. Yeah.
Well, now I like this book slightly more. No, for me, like the thing about the New Age of Heroes books, each one, it's made me sort of care about the main character. This one, I don't know what it is. I did not care at all for whatever she called herself, Firebrand or whatever.
Firebrand, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, she seemed like she's a good person. She's working in a hospital. She's, you know, she's got to fight, you know, every day to keep herself alive. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't really care. So that when the obvious group of people were going to come to either kill her or help her, I nothing about it made me like super excited to read more. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. I mean, I'll give it at least another issue.
Okay.
To see where it goes, because I mean, I guess where it left off was semi interesting.
Okay.
But I don't know.
So here's the real question: if Hateful Aaron is back in full swing or not? How'd you like the art?
Book looked great.
Yeah, it did, because it's Carrie Nord.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So yeah.
And that last page. Mm-hmm. With like the evil Hawkman guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, it's a nice looking page.
Yeah. I like the psychedelic Macho Man spread out too.
Yeah.
When he was like glowing. See, and rainbows and whatever.
I wasn't really reading him as a Macho Man. I was reading him more as like an annoying Lobo kind of guy.
Oh. See, that's where you messed up.
Yeah.
If you go back and you read it and you throw in the macho voice, it brings it up at least 2 points.
Yeah. Now that you're saying that, I can definitely see it.
Yeah, because all I wanted him to say was, oh, yeah. But no, through the whole thing, I didn't get the, oh, yeah, or the dig it, or nothing. But, shocker, I didn't overly love it, but I thought it was decent and interesting.
Mm. I don't know. I think my favorite part was when the Macho Man cut the dude in half.
Yeah.
And he was like spewing out the rainbows.
I don't even know his real name, but I just kept calling him Cosmic Macho Man.
Yeah. Did they ever say his name? I don't remember anybody's name in this book except for hers.
Yeah.
No, they had to have said his name, because didn't they say we hired this guy or something?
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I remembered her name, but I don't remember Cosmic Macho Man's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing.
All right. So what's the... Did you read Brimstone?
You know what? I think I might be an issue behind on that one.
Oh, man. Dude, Brimstone really picked it up.
Oh, apparently the guy's name is Bad Samaritan.
Oh, yeah.
So that would probably be why you forgot his name.
Yeah. Cosmic Macho Man is definitely better.
Yo, yeah.
Take note, DC. Take note. Because, you know, she might have beat him now, but he just stepped away for a cup of coffee. Yeah. He'll be back. So, yeah, Brimstone has really moved.
How many issues have come out? Are there 2?
3.
Okay, yeah, then I'm definitely one behind. I've only read 2.
Okay. Yeah, Brimstone. I think this issue, which I'm not going to spoil anything or whatever, but, I mean, because there's not really that much to spoil, but I'm really liking the twists and turns and kind of curveballs, like, yeah, I think it's going to be Ghost Rider, you know, the analog to that, blah, 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 blah. And then stuff, other stuff happens, and you're like, whoa, holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know. This one, I think the art in the book looks great. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember who does the art. I don't have any recollection. I know Justin Jordan's writing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I remember. But I think the book looks great, but I'm not... I don't know. The second issue, I was kind of excited about the first one, but the second one where it was just like a lot of, I guess he was like talking to the guy and he kept seeing all the visions of like the burned town. And then he woke up in the house because the girl found him naked on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And like, it turned out that there were fires everywhere. It, I don't know. It was just a lot of nothing for me.
Right.
That I don't know, but I guess I am behind an issue, so maybe three picked it up. I don't know.
Yeah, three for me picked it up, especially like the second half of the book.
Okay.
And there was a moment that happens that it really turns, and that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to spoil it for you. But, I mean, for me at least, because it was fair to Midland type of book, you know. I liked the concept and everything, but then like the second half of the... Of this story in issue 3 really turned it, and I was like, whoa, okay. I'm kind of excited about where we're going now.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You read the second Man of Steel?
I did.
I am still kind of bored by the bad guy.
I am pretty much bored by the bad guy, but I'm loving the other stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And this is only a four-part mini, so...
No, it's in six.
I thought it was four.
I thought it was supposed to be six.
Oh.
Maybe it's four. I don't know. Nope. Cover says 2 of 6.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But whoever the Rogals are, uh-huh. I don't care. Do not care at all. Like, honestly, if this book was just Clark and Superman doing stuff, mm-hmm. and the mystery of what happened between Clark and Lois, I'm enjoying this one a lot, but right. if it was just that, I would be like,
enjoying
I would
it
be
even
standing
more.
On the roof of my house yelling to my neighbors that they need to be reading this.
Yeah. And that Bendis is here, right? You'd have a big sign out in front.
I would be
like
standing.
Instead of like elections
I would be
or whatever.
Standing on my roof yelling, Bendis hath come.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm with you on that. And I was thinking about it the other day. Like, is it because it's a new person or a new villain? Is that why? And I'm not emotionally invested in it, you know?
But my problem is he's still very generic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's nothing about him. Like, even if... I mean, you can come up with a brand new villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yep.
You know, but this guy, he's like, oh, I like to kill things, and I'm going to go to this planet that's always fighting stuff so I can always fight stuff so I can keep getting stronger. And you're just like, oh, wow, that's super original. I've never heard that before.
Yep, basically, we're going to take Zod, Bizarro, and Doomsday, and we're going to mash them all together, and we're going to come out with this Dollar General version.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, everything besides that, I think my favorite part is... I forget exactly what he said, but when Perry's yelling, you know, at everybody for, you know, stop asking me about Lois's office.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, you know, if you want the office right as good as she does or something. And then he's like, wait, as good as well. He's like, God damn it, she would know. You know,
yeah.
She was a real writer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yep. I'm really digging this version of it.
Yes.
So once we get past this mini with this Dollar General villain, and get on to bigger and better things with more recognizable villains, mm-hmm. then I think it'll be even that much better.
I think so. Yeah. And I did like, I also enjoyed the part with the Toy Man.
Yes.
When he's
Toy
like,
Man,
no, no.
Or the Toy Man.
What's the Toy Man?
I know, but he was having an identity crisis.
Oh, right.
So.
But when he's like, no, I did this right. I didn't go to Metropolis. Like, I'm doing something over here. Like, why is Superman bothering me over here?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in this one, it looks like it's starting to reveal a little bit with Lois.
Uh-huh.
With whatever
happened.
That giant ish. Head thing-ish thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Clark or Superman keeps having the flashes to Jonathan being like, Dad, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, as he's doing whatever. So, I mean, obviously something crazy happened. My guess, he may have hidden them away somewhere, but who knows?
Well, I'm not going to take a guess on what's going on. I'm just going to summarize it by these two statements. Okay. Statement one, I want to know what happens, but I don't need to know right now.
Right.
It could slow burn, and that's fine. Now, second statement number two is this book is awesome, and it's building to be that much more awesome, but it better not pull who's the extra Clark Kent. It's Mr. Mintzelplick crap.
Yeah.
That's my only fear about it right now.
Yeah, I could see that. For me, I don't see it doing that, luckily.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look, if you get a big name guy in and he's like supposed to be this awesome writer and his first big story that he does turns into some bullshit with, oh, it was a shape changer, so they didn't really kill this person or like something like that. I think that will go a long way to anger more people than to excite people for reading more of his books.
Yeah, but who's really going to be angry and disappointed at us or us, the hardcore fans, or, you know.
No, but if you think about it, I mean, now with all the lunatics on the internet, I forget what the story was. Remember, it was about a year or two ago where someone got shot. Might have been Catwoman, you know, and maybe his New 52. And we're just like, oh, man, I can't believe they ended a comic. Like, they shot her. I wonder what's going to happen. But then it turns out it wasn't. It was like Martian Manhunter pretending to be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, had to be New 52. And you're just like, oh, well, that was stupid, you know, because he's okay. And now the whole point, you know, all of the emotion of the story is gone because it was garbage. Like, if it turns into one of those situations, I for one, will be like, you know what? I like this at first, but if that's how you're going to do me, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what my most fear is the the second Clark thing. Because, you know, it's awesome, and then it turns to rubbish.
Maybe there are three Clark Kents to go with the three Jokers.
Yeah, maybe not.
Could happen. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah. So what other book would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about how completely and utterly pointless Justice League No Interest was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you give me a 4-issue miniseries that's supposed to directly lead into whatever.
Yeah.
And then you give me the first issue of the Justice League.
Uh-huh.
And there's like nothing from that freaking miniseries in the entire thing.
And it's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Right?
I liked it.
Yeah. So we could have skipped the whole metal event and the whole Justice Not Interested event and just give me this. And I would have been happy with it.
Yeah. I mean, like literally everything leading up to this, you could have given me a 1-issue special.
Yeah.
Like DC Nation Zero could have... There could have been a different story, you know, put a second story in there and been like, here's 8 pages. This is what we need you to know before you read this book.
Yep.
And don't waste your time reading these other 4 issues of nonsense.
Yep.
You know, like I thought that the new teams were going to do something, but apparently they're not
yet.
But they're going to have issues that come out at some point. But why are you going to have issues at some point when now this Justice League is together doing stuff and it's not related to those giant alien things that are, you need the different teams set up the way they are. I'm reading this issue of Justice League and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me with this crap.
Yeah.
I will say this though, having Hawkgirl and Martian Manhunter back is awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing I wish is that Cyborg was not in this book.
Yeah. I mean,
like they threw Cyborg on when Martian Manhunter left. you know, to kind of fill that void on the team. Mm-hmm. And he's terrible in the Justice League. And now that Martian Manhunter's back, you should just be like, okay, Cyborg, you can go hang out with the Teen Titans again.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. But yes, I would. I really missed Martian Manhunter since Rebirth started.
Yep.
And this issue reassured me of how much I missed him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the whole... I love, you know, his whole linking everyone together.
Yeah.
Telepathically.
Uh-huh.
And then he stepped it up a notch, and he's like, hey, guys, here is our telepathic boardroom, and we're going to sit around a table and discuss things.
Yes, exactly.
That was awesome.
And everybody's voice sounded like everybody, in my opinion. Because, like, when they did that scene, then you had Flash be like, are we here, or are we not here, or what's going on? Because he was, like, the confusing, smart-assy guy. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed this one a ton. I also liked at the very beginning of the book when they're all making fun of each other.
Uh-huh.
Or mostly Batman, as, you know, they're talking about their impressions or whatever. Like, oh, yeah, Clark, Superman's got the best Batman impression, you know, and with whatever Wonder Woman said.
Right, yeah.
They like, kind of bleeped her, I guess. Oh, yeah, she's like, I'm bleeping Wonder Woman. She's like, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's, for me, this is the first time in a long time that they felt like the Justice League that I remember, you know, when I was younger, mm-hmm. that it's all like a group of friends who have these ridiculous abilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only are they saving the world, but they're like goofing around as they're doing it.
Yep. Yep.
So I like it because for a long time, and it's weird saying this, that Snyder is the one that's doing it because he usually does more serious and dark stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, for a long time with the Justice League, like, it just seemed like they were all like moody and, you know, like not loose. They were like real rigid and...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Stiff.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah. Like, they just didn't...
They're just co-workers.
It didn't feel fun. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I know with the New 52 stuff, they basically rebooted it, so they were all just meeting each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, even by the end of it, they still... It didn't feel like them. And, like, occasionally in Rebirth, but it wasn't even with, like, the whole team. It was just, like, you know, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Right.
You know, like, their relationship felt great, but, like, then you threw everybody else in, and I'm just like, man, I really, like, this Justice League book is just kind of bleh.
Yep. Totally so, agree. And so ends, yeah, but I, so, ends huh? the, so ends the segment of where we agree.
Yeah.
Because there was a book that I read that I know you didn't read that I thought was pretty cool.
Uh-oh. What book did I not read?
It was Prelude to the Wedding. Nightwing versus Hush.
Oh, yeah. I did not read that.
Yeah. Which I thought it was pretty cool.
This is the second one of the one-shots?
Yes. The first one was Robin versus Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, okay.
So, grandson versus grandfather.
Right.
And then this one has Dick, Superman, and Batman going to do, like, which is cool because it's not, I don't remember who wrote it. Seeley, maybe? They have those, them three are going to do the bachelor party.
Interesting.
And Lois suggests to Clark just to go get dancers. Just go do the normal thing. Like normal guys. But Nightwing, because at this point you don't know who the best man is, okay? So you have, like, Nightwing and Superman, like, doing whatever. Like, I don't want to say, like, one-upping each other, but you have Nightwing who's not sure if he's the best man or not. So he's, like, trying to do stuff.
Now, are they, when they're out and about doing the bachelor party, are they out and about as Nightwing and Superman and Batman?
Yes.
Or are they Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent, and Dick Grayson?
Nope, they're as in their costume, right? So they have they have a robot Superman drive them around. In the limo, and they pull up to the, I can't remember the burger joint, but it's where everybody dresses up. You've seen it in the Batman issues.
Oh, Batburger?
Batburger, yeah. So they can go in, and everybody just thinks that they're customers that are dressed up.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're like, oh, those are some awesome suits. It must have took you forever to cosplay or to build those cosplay suits, you know. So they're actually just like everyday guys being normal.
Right, even though they are the actual people.
Yeah, right. And then, like, then the next step is they're going to go to this private, they said private Earth or a different Earth. And it's like a John boat, and it's just they're just gonna fish, right? Just have a peaceful day of just them fishing or whatever. Well, then gunshots and stuff go off or whatever, and Superman hears it, so it kind of breaks them up. Well, then Hush is there, and he comes in, and he takes over basically because he's pissy because he didn't get invited to the wedding.
Really?
Which, okay. Hang on, let me finish and I'll revert back to that because there's more to that.
Okay.
But that's why he's there. And so then him and Nightwing fall back through the portal, but they're not in Gotham anymore. They're somewhere else and they're fighting. And it's actually like a hellscape or like a purgatory type thing. And so they have to go to the place where both of them have the same emotions for something, right?
Okay.
So they both go to Wayne Manor, basically. And Hush doesn't know why that's the place that Dick decided to take them because he doesn't know who Dick is, basically. Which comes to find out he does because he doesn't look like Bruce Wayne anymore. He looks like Dick Grayson at the end.
Interesting.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Then you know, everything gets fixed, blah, blah, blah. And then Batman and Dick are sitting on the couch of Wayne Manor, and it comes, and it's like a big relief that Batman tells him that Superman's going to be his best man, and it's not him. So, but then it cuts
Hush, it's Batman's best man.
No, you're not going to do that again. So then Dick calls Barbara to let her know all the hell that went on, right? And to give her a heads up that stuff's getting crazy because Damian also just got done fighting Ra's al Ghul. And so then it cuts to her freaking out on the phone. Then it cuts to the Riddler, and the Riddler like murdered half a cell block and has like a heart, like he carved a heart in his bare chest and it's bleeding. And then on the ground in blood, it says, how come you didn't invite me to the wedding? Or how come you didn't, or where's my invitation? So, which brings me back to the other point of Hush going crazy, right? And so now you got Riddler going crazy. So something like the Joker's the one that set everything off. This is like, I don't know how I found out. It doesn't really explain that because it just says it's the Joker and he's crazy and mad and blah, 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 right?
Right.
And so he's the one that sent the word out that Batman and Catwoman are getting married through the underground. But there's got to be more to it than just that. For Hush, for example, or the Riddler to go that crazy of where's my invitation type thing. You see what I'm saying? There's got to be like a Joker gas or something. That's bigger in play here than that.
So this is what's going to happen. It turns out that this is all just a dream that Bruce Wayne is having.
Yeah, it's going to be like that Biggie song. It was all a dream. I used to read it Word Up magazines, you know, that one.
So, two questions for you.
Okay.
One, does this mean that the next prelude to the wedding is going to be Batgirl versus the Riddler?
Yes.
Okay. And two, does the world know that Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle are getting married?
No. No.
Okay.
It explains it in this issue that it's just Batman and...
Okay.
And Catwoman.
Oh, okay, because I
the world knows.
Curious.
Yeah.
So the world knows Batman and Catwoman were getting married?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think that's how it said it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. This whole thing is weird to me.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm really, of course, I'm liking the Batman run anyway, so, and you're not, but I really enjoyed the latest issue of Batman because that's the Joker-centric one as well.
More so than that, the story in that one book?
Yes.
Where he's sitting at the guy's house?
Yes. This starts that series. Like, it's part one of I can't remember the title of it, but yes, Joker is the main person in this book, in the Batman proper book.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which I'm assuming will be until issue 50, which I think it's 47 or 48 right now.
I want to say 48 is the one that just came out, because I think that's what...
That's the one that's Joker-centric, then, the part one.
Hmm. Interesting. I mean, I'm still probably not going to pick it up, but... Yeah.
But you,
I'll wait until it's on the DC streaming
service. That's what I was going to say. You'd wait until it's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a perfect example. I will read that when it is on the streaming service for me.
Yep.
So, you got anything else?
Trying to think. I don't think I really do.
Yeah. I think we hit on everything I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me directly on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_Absolute. And thank you, I guess, again.
That's podcast!
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.